This podcast is brought to you by SharpFocusMediaAcademy.com.
The following program is intended for mature audiences. It may contain profanity, adult situations, and spoilers. This is the Jinx Podcast.
Diabolical. Diabolical. Diabolical.
Right.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. All right. We're back.
We are back.
Yellow.
After a bit of a hiatus, we'll say.
You could call it that.
Legal problems.
We were in hiding, looking for God, finding God,
yeah,
losing God. So we're going to go through a few of our favorite stories that happened in 2015. This is just going to be like a year in review. Right. And we'll just talk
and what
about
a year.
All the things we didn't really get to talk about.
Sure.
Maybe we'll give out some awards or something, who knows. But yeah.
Can I get one?
No.
Breaking news, a massive manhunt underway right now in upstate New York. Two convicted murderers potentially putting the public at risk. The men escaped from the Clinton Correctional Facility about 20 miles from the Canadian border.
The FBI, U.S. Marshals, and state police have set up roadblocks across the town of Dannemora as they search for 48-year-old Richard Matt and 34-year-old David Sweat.
First of all, having the last name Sweat.
Right.
You're screwed.
It's against you just waking up in the morning. Someone's calling you sweaty your whole life. You're going to be pissed.
I can't even imagine what he dealt with in, like, third grade.
Yeah. Third grade, eighth grade, tenth grade, sweaty balls. Then that
there
skit comes out with SNL.
Oh, it's over.
It just haunts him.
Or even when he's in jail. It's like, yeah, let Sweat take care of it.
Yeah.
Like, they're not necessarily known to be nice folk there.
Yeah, nobody's listening to you when your name is Sweat.
I wonder if he ever tried to, like, pass it off as, like, my last name is Sweet, okay?
Yeah.
It's French.
The A is silent.
I had a buddy of mine from back in the day. His last name was Dick Byrne. And he would he would go around and say, it's Deke Byrne. It's German. It's Deke Byrne. But everybody's like, dude, it's Dick Byrne.
Dick Byrne.
Just own it. Yeah.
That's great.
Sorry, Dick Byrne. I know you're probably going to be listening to this. We love you.
You're
Dick Byrne.
Dick Byrne.
Yeah, and so Sweat, he was like the little nerdy guy, and the other guy was kind of like the big crazy muscle, even though they both killed people. They were both convicted murderers.
So they got Mice and Men.
Yeah.
Like a Lenny and
Lenny.
A Carl. Right?
Yeah.
Carl?
But, no, that's The Simpsons, Carl and
that's
Lenny.
Right.
But
I'll give both of them credit, though, because, I mean, escaping from prison, like,
oh,
it's
hardcore.
Not maximum security,
well,
right?
Well, they had to sex up the woman who worked for the prison, remember?
She's pretty good-looking.
Yeah. I don't know.
She's a crochet
that.
Artist, man. Come
no.
On. What's sexier than that?
She was rough.
Old thimble tips.
For freedom. She was maybe worth it, sleeping with her. It was disturbing. But didn't she release the news that one of them was really well endowed?
Yes.
And the other guy, when he heard that, like, on the radio, he must have been like, say I have a nice personality or something. Like, what the hell?
That was very
one
funny.
Is really well endowed, and one
is
named Sweat.
somebody give him a pass.
Yeah, so Sweat lived, though. Sweat survived.
Oh, that's, you know what?
Yeah.
There's so much shit that went on this year.
The like Dong these... Master was killed by the police.
They're going to have a movie, though, like a made-for-TV movie about this.
Yeah.
They haven't already?
Do you have a title? Sweat Till You Drop? Something Sweat. Sweating to the oldies?
Give me a moment. Yeah, we'll if you had prepped me on that question, I could have come up with something better.
Well, there's no prep involved
Lost
in this
in the
thing.
Woods?
Well, they were the New York Post, shout out, my favorite publication with the puns. Called the woman Shaw Skank, which is the best.
Someone give that guy a Pulitzer.
I know.
Edward R. Murrow Award for puns.
Yeah.
All right, so these guys escaped. This this aunt, someone's aunt, she looked like the type that, you know, enjoyed breakfast.
She enjoyed breakfast, lunch, two dinners, and a lot of dessert.
Mm-hmm.
but she fell in love with Sweaty. Then the other guy, like,
weaseled his way on.
Too. Yeah.
And then so, cool. And she was what, like a nurse or something?
I think she taught a class.
Teaching, like, you know, yoga or something? No, she doesn't like
that. Definitely not.
Yoga-esque.
Let me just Google Shaw Skank. There she is.
Wow. Good for them.
All right.
They really did call her Shaw Skank.
Prison worker. Joyce Tilly Mitchell.
That's right.
She smuggled tools to the convicted killers.
How?
That's interesting. I don't know, like a saw inside like a cake.
I would assume when
based on all those cartoons, I would say inside the cakes. Matt, who had Mexico Forever tattooed on his back.
Wow. Must have had a good trip.
Another weird, funny thing that they did with this was they left a note for the police. This little yellow, see it here?
Post-it.
The little yellow post-it note.
Yeah, it's like a taunt, right?
With an Asian man, like, digging to China.
That would be an awesome tattoo.
That's oh, my God. Left. That's, like, the most, like, stereotypical. They got the Raiden hat, the buck teeth.
Did she teach art? She taught that drawing? That might have been it. Is that what this woman taught?
And you know it was only one of their idea to do that. And the other guy's like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
He had a sense of humor about
it'll be funny.
But so then she didn't pick them up. She felt bad because they were going to kill her husband, too. That was part of the plan. Part of the plan. And she had a son, like a 15-year-old son.
Man. Crazy. Like, you think that kid is ostracized in school a little bit?
They should just lock him up now.
Yeah.
So anyway, how'd they get caught? Anyone remember? The big guy was fatally shot 3 times in the head when he refused to drop a stolen 20-gauge shotgun.
Hmm.
Police brutality.
Hands up,
don't
shoot.
Not a good year for the police, by the way.
No, it has not been a good year for the police.
We're just going to run out of police. Nobody's going to sign up for that job anymore.
And then it's the end. It's lawless.
Public enemy number one, outrage and disbelief after one of the world's most powerful drug lords escapes a maximum security prison in Mexico for the second time.
And at this hour, there is a massive manhunt underway for Joaquin El Chapo Guzman.
Yeah, so he was like a Pablo Escobar-esque kind of dude in Mexico. He was captured by the federales and whatnot. Went to prison and then had like the most, you know, cartoonish escape in the history of anything, of CCTV. I mean, like the guy, like, all right, I'm going to walk down the stairs. Like, you know, this thing you do when you pretend you're walking downstairs?
Behind the couch?
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much what he did. We don't know where he went.
No, he went what? Under the bathtub?
He had a bathtub in his cell. Like, how fucking cool is that?
And they lifted up the bathtub, and it was a ladder down into...
Damn.
With a mini motorcycle on a track that
yeah.
he got on.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, planning that goes
into that shit.
He had
to, like, snicker so hard.
Yeah.
Like,
this is really
the
happening.
Echoing of his snickering on that tiny motorcycle through
it's
the
It's like when you're having
it's
a really good...
Like, you could not help yourself from...
Yeah.
Like, that little laugh, like, when you're being, like, chased by the cops, and you're, like, that nervous laugh, you're trying to be quiet.
Or, like...
Him on that motorcycle.
Or, like, when it's, like, you had, like, a really long day at work or something, and, like, it's cold... And you get into bed, and you're like, it's like, I can't help it. That's why I'll never be a real man.
I'm guessing that's alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But they love it, too. Believe it or not.
And I'm like, imagine the first time you take a girl into bed.
Imagine.
So he's still out.
He is. Yeah, he's on the run. Actually, did they catch him? No. They caught the affluenza kid.
Yeah.
In Mexico.
Yeah.
Go figure. Maybe he was in it with
worst him. Mom of the year.
I think so. Well,
that award going to the affluenza's mom
or the best
kid mom.
You know,
well, she raised the little monster and then she took him away. I mean, it's nice that she loves him, and I mean, I would want my mom to take me to Puerto Vallarta, and we're drinking
pina coladas.
Well,
in the
sun. We're hanging out at Senior Frogs trying to pick up chicks.
Did you hear he went out to a strip club the night before they got caught, and he spent more money than he actually had on him. And the owner of the strip club drove him back to the Mexican resort and, like, basically called up his mom and had her come down to the lobby and pay off his bar tab.
Aw. She's the best mom of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to get locked up. I think she got brought back to the...
She's here in L.A.
But he's still here? He's still there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hope he's getting something.
I'm sure he is.
Well,
but did you think that video of him with the beer pong when the idiot kid jumps through the table, which we've all done in college.
He
it's fine.
Jump through a table.
Yeah,
asshole.
But it wasn't him. It wasn't
right.
The affluenza kid. He just jumped up and down, like, cheering and clapping his hands like a little girl.
Well, that was a part of his deal, though.
he couldn't like be around alcohol.
Yeah,
right?
For 10 years.
Yes. But for 10 years,
put me
I mean,
in jail.
Hey, man, he's lucky he didn't go to jail. That was the deal.
True,
it's like, listen, shit.
Can you go to college and not be around alcohol? Like, how's it even possible?
No, unless you'd have to join.
Just don't
like,
go to the party, right?
Yeah, but I brought alcohol into class.
Did you?
Yeah,
I wasn't.
Just sneaking in
but
the
not
bottles.
Everybody else knew about it. This kid clearly knew what kind of party he was going
still,
to, and
it's
like,
hard to stay.
My question is, how did they prove that there was actually alcohol there?
Those
I
cups?
Mean, they could have been playing flip
yeah.
or beer
Snapple.
Pong with yeah, Snapple.
Right. Another water.
Not
stuff,
likely,
yeah.
but when you're trying to when you're going to court over this shit,
yeah.
No, but I remember kids would drink and they would want to play with water.
Yeah,
be like get the
yeah,
get out of here.
You don't belong
yeah.
here.
No. No.
Go back to your
narc.
Yeah, right. Well, speaking of narc, how about
yeah,
the kid
checking for wires?
How about the kid who posted the video of him, and
oh,
he was like,
"Felt pretty bad."
You know, and like,
that's
look,
that's what you get. Why is everybody posting these videos of each other?
They're all
crap?
It's a whole family of rats. That's
that
what Twitter
wasn't his family. Oh, you were just saying
no.
That generation.
Absolutely, like everyone wants to just rat on each other. It's like, dude, don't leave your apartment then. Jesus
unless you
Christ.
Live in the hood.
Yeah, then
you know
you get
what
a
happens
world star.
To snitches.
Oh.
It's stitches.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily true.
And
I don't know.
And holes
I listen
in their
to
bridges.
A lot of Juicy J, and he be cutting people's tongues out.
Ooh.
Cutting your fingers off, that, sending it to your mama.
Is that in Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
That's all I know. So, that's what my world is.
Juicy.
Yes, sir!
Juicy of House J.
Yeah.
But that, yeah. No, but yeah, the kid who like posted it, he's like, look at this, but like, look at this fucker. Like, here's Ethan Couch. Like, he's done. Stamp. Mushroom
no,
stamp on his
it,
head.
I thought it was all about just the table, which wasn't even that good. I saw some way
he didn't even break it,
college.
Did he?
Like, powerbombed no. someone through the
no,
table
just, like,
or something.
That guy, yeah, that guy just, like, jumped and he, like, kind of hit it with his shoulder. It was weak.
Right.
Hey, did you guys see his, like, I don't know what you'd even call it. It's not a mug shot, but there's a shot of the affluenza teen after he got caught
with black his, hair?
Yeah. It's like, who cut
his
your
evil
hair,
twin.
Stevie Wonder?
That's his evil twin. He's like, that's yeah. not me. That was my evil twin.
Right.
With the black, like, goatee and everything.
Yeah.
Jarecki goatee. Speaking of Jarecki, I thought of the other day, do you remember in the film All Good Things? And we talked about how didn't show Robert Durst get that crazy, but it did show him just every once in a while, like it showed him talking to himself in the bathroom. That's how the show ended, him talking to himself in the bathroom. It was in the movie. He talks to himself in the bathroom in All Good Things before they even made the jinx. Isn't that crazy?
When did they show him talking to himself in the bathroom?
It's one of the points, and we actually talked about it on the podcast. We're like, yeah, they show him talking to himself in the bathroom, and he's just like says something. He's looking in the mirror. And then they kind of, then he's like killing people, like really jumped quickly.
Huh.
We said that was the only thing they showed of him being kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan
yeah,
Gosling
yeah, yeah.
was him talking to himself in the bathroom. And then the jinx ends with him talking to himself in the bathroom.
Foreshadowing.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I know. Because they filmed that way before. It's interesting.
All right.
Anyway,
what's the next topic?
Next topic. Oh, do you guys know anything about isanyoneup.com, Hunter Moore?
No.
No. That website is anyoneup.com. It was like revenge porn. People would send in pictures or videos of their exes, and then they'd attach it to their – this website would connect it to their Facebook.
Terrific.
And then you could comment, and the person would comment on their Facebook, like, fuck you.
Take this down.
I'm going to kill you. And, like lawyers are involved. Anyone commenting on this? And people are like, huge, gross nipples, like, whatever.
Dude, leave me alone.
Dude, it was
– that's what God made me.
It was brutal.
Wow.
But,
I don't know why
he
people
ended
are
up
so
going
obsessed.
To prison, but one of the guys who worked on it, or him himself, one of the punishments I remember was 20 years without internet access. And I'm like, how the hell is this kid? It was either him or one of the hacker kids, or I forget who it was, but somebody who obviously makes a living with the internet. Just anybody in the world, 20 years without internet access? I'm like,
yeah,
they're going to violate this crap. And they did. That dude's in prison. I know Hunter Moore, the guy who made the website. And I'm not sure if it was him or someone else that violated the internet thing, like was on his mom's email.
Jesus. I'd have to like revert back to like Hustler, you know, like I have,
yeah.
like
the
I would
first
break,
thing you're thinking of
I would
pornography.
Absolutely.
I was just thinking of anything like contacts.
ESPN.com, yeah. Pornhub, the whole
yeah.
deal. Like, yeah, that's a really.
How long do you think you could hold out without the internet?
I would last probably about, I'd say 5 hours, and then like not even knowing it, be like, oh shit, like I broke my probation here. just by like
no Netflix.
Yeah, no Netflix, no directions. Like
you have to get like an old flip phone or something.
Yeah, and anytime you see that, you're just like, oh, poor people.
Yeah. Anytime I see someone that has a flip phone now, I always say, hey, I got an uncle in Michigan that owns an antique shop. They might want to buy that off you.
It's like the Zach Morris phone. Like, that's pretty much just like what it is. But yeah, I mean, that's a really stern punishment. But I guess, you know, so am I up? Is that what it's called? Are you up?
Is anyone up?
Is anyone up?
.com. It's dead now.
Damn it. There's another one, though, that's
you
like
missed
that.
Out. It was awesome.
Well, that's the problem. Nowadays, everybody can hide behind, you know, their computer screen, and they just love to talk shit because they know that it's not like talking shit to someone's face.
Nope. Yeah, those internet muscles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're real tough on your keyboard, but I'd like to see you say that to my Facebook.
Right. Well, I mean, it's like, and anytime you read, like watch a really nice video. Like, I'm like a stickler for like, you know, dying kids in the hospital, like being all like, yeah, like we're like awesome. And I'm like, yeah.
Really?
Not really, no. Or a cute puppy video.
Inspirational shit.
Yeah. A cute puppy video. And someone will be like, that puppy has AIDS. And you'll be like, dude, why would you even like write that like on the comments section? Just,
I hate dogs. I'm a cat man.
And then I'd be like, fuck you, cats. Like, cats are like the most miserable creatures on the face of the earth.
You turn into the troll yourself.
Exactly. It's like a...
We are the trolls.
It's a vicious cycle. Yeah, so maybe that judge had something going, you know?
Do you think the internet has hurt or helped humanity overall? Because there's been a lot of people kidnapped and murdered and sexually abused off the internet. But also, I mean...
I think it's worse now.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Like, I thought, like, when it first came out, I was like, oh, this is going to revolutionize the world, going to bring us all together. No, it's just a platform for all dumbasses to, like,
yeah, talk shit to each other.
Well, yeah, I think it's it weeds out the pieces of shit, like the whole, and I really miss To Catch a Predator. That was one of my favorite television shows in the history of the idiot box. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, all those guys are, like, AOL chat rooms and stuff, like...
Age, sex, location?
Yeah, and, like, they'd be like, yeah, meet me at the, you know, In-N-Out Burger.
Dairy Queen.
And I'll In-N-Out your burger.
Which brings us to our next topic of Jared from Subway.
Oh, poor Jared. He was so close to his goal weight, but no. He had to mess it all up.
Yeah, I made some free Jared t-shirts, not selling.
Like, no.
They on the internet.
Go figure. Who would have thought, right? Just the Subway, you know.
Yeah, he's getting a 12-inch meat sub right now.
Can you take some of the bread out of the middle? That's what I do. Like, that's when I go, because I think it's, like, healthier. I'm like, yeah, can you take some of the bread out? Their dirty fingernails ripping into my bread.
They're
like,
supposed to have
that's not
going to
make
little
them
gloves
spit in it or
no.
anything.
Yeah.
I always felt bad, like, yeah, what do they hollow out the bagels or whatever?
Yeah.
What do you call that? Oh, scooped out bagel. Like, yeah, gotta get scooped and toasted, and the person's probably back there like,
yeah,
like pulling out the inside
my arthritis.
Of bagel. F you. So do you think Jared did it? Speaking of Jared.
Of course. Speaking of hollowing out bagels.
How horrifying was that?
Yeah.
So in college, he was apparently the comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Right.
He's like 400 pounds and renting out pornography out of his dorm room.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because it was like before there was internet porn. So like everybody would, you know, buy VHS from either like a porn shop or like hand me down from a friend.
There's something very like
sweaty Jared.
Yeah.
Hold on. Room 403.
Okay, speaking of that, before there was porn, like, if I didn't want to go buy something from the porn shop, I'm not going to name any names, but I had a friend of mine from back in the day that
Richard,
go over
Richard
to
Byrne.
His dad's house. No, yeah. Not Richard Byrne. We'd go over to his dad's house, and he was, like, the porn king of our hometown. And he had a gigantic...
I thought Jared Fogle was the porn king of Indiana.
Right. And he'd bring out this gigantic, like, cardboard box, and we'd get to go through them, like, Naughty Nurses 13, and pick out ones that you wanted, and he had a fake pussy.
Yeah.
Like, one of those little latex, and he tried selling it to us. He's like, yeah, I only used it, like, twice.
Yeah, it's like, I'd rather buy, like, used ice cubes from, like, a homeless person. Like, what?
Speaking of other used products you wouldn't buy, I saw recycled toilet paper in the store the other day. Isn't that gross?
How's that possible?
I thought that was a joke. I took a picture of it. I gotta put that up somewhere.
Have you guys ever used a bidet?
I have. Yeah. Only once. Never again.
Really?
I burned my ass. Yeah.
It was hot?
Was it hot?
Steamy. Like, it was like scalding.
Were you actually somewhere else?
I was in Italy, actually,
sure
of all places.
It was a bidet?
Yeah.
I don't think it's supposed to be that hot.
It was a kettle that just happened to be sitting on the floor.
Right.
He was that Old Faithful.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but I was like, I got to try this. And I was young. I was like 17. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, no one's in the hotel room. I'm gonna like give this a ride. So I like, you know, prop my whole, you know, my lower torso.
Swung your left leg over the back of your neck,
and then like, psh, and it was terrible. And I couldn't walk for the rest of the trip. They're like, oh, let's go see the Coliseum. I'm like, I can't. Like,
yeah,
I have something wrong. It was very sad. That's why it's on my bucket list now, to never use a bidet again. Like, fuck the Coliseum. It'll be there. My ass won't. But anyway.
What do we got next? Mom pushing the dead kid in the swing for 2 days. Do we want to go into that?
I think we should skip that one. I can't think of anything funny for that.
We could play This Used to Be My Playground.
It is your favorite song.
It is.
For any, good.
It is a good song.
I'm going to play it at the strip club the night before I get married.
It's like a slow, sexy dance to that.
This used to be my playground.
So let's go into a couple movies that happened this year.
Okay.
Jurassic World. Anybody see it?
Yeah, I hated it.
I didn't see it.
I saw it.
And?
I liked it in the theater. Did you see it?
I didn't.
I think we saw it in 3D. I'm not crazy about the 3D in the glasses. It's kind of annoying.
It is, yeah. Because you need your eyes.
I don't need the things like touching me all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, it kind of hurts your eyes. Very rarely does it really pay off, except Captain EO, and that's because I was like a six-year-old idiot and
sure.
I didn't know it was good.
And you didn't know that Michael Jackson really should be your, you know, your fiercest
boyfriend?
Opponent.
No.
That too. I like going to the theater.
Not good.
I like the idea of going to the theater, but then I remember that I hate people.
Hate people,
yeah.
And it's like $50. You can't go in there without spending $50 that quick. And the movie, it's like 30% chance it's going
to
be worth it.
Well, I try to go during like the senior citizen hours, like the Bluebird specials.
The matinee.
Yeah. It was like $8. But I was watching, I saw a bunch of shit in the theater this year. But one that sticks out, I saw Love and Mercy, which is the Brian Wilson movie.
Yeah.
Very good. And I love, like, Pet Sounds is like one of like my favorite albums. It's like beautiful. And there's a scene in the movie where he's writing God Only Knows, which is like one of the most beautiful songs ever written. And I'm like, oh man, like, yeah. And there's a guy like two rows up from me, and there's a couple, like there's an older couple that are like whispering to each other. And the guy, I can't help but notice this guy all by himself, pretty much me in 40 years, is like just leering at them. And I overhear him goes, fucking kill you. Like, he's like, shh, like really aggressively shushing them. And I'm like, God only knows. He's like, fucking gosh. And I'm like, oh my God. I saw Star Wars, which is arguably one of the biggest movies of the year.
Did you see it?
What are we talking about? What's it called? Star Wars?
Yes.
That's how I feel.
Apparently it's a little independent movie out of Greenland.
So did you dress up to go to Star Wars?
I did.
You did?
What'd
you dress as? No, you didn't. That was you falling down the stairs.
My favorite video of the year, by the way.
But did you dress up? Did you wear a costume? Please tell me you did.
No costume.
Damn it.
I just, I don't own any Star Wars garb. Like, I like Star Wars. It's cool. It's like the whole idea of it is like exciting. But yeah, I'm not. I don't own any clothing. Like so.
It's not like Yoda mask.
No.
You didn't bring a lightsaber with you.
No. I have a fleshlight. Could I ever use that?
Fleshlight saber.
Yeah.
We could sell those.
Did you buy it from my friend's dad?
Some people would buy that fleshlight saber. It's just so stupid.
Totally. and it like extends.
Yeah, and you just you just put the thing on the end of the fleshlight, and they're like, meow, meow.
I'm building one when I get home.
They have those Googling though already.
That. No, they don't.
Yes, I guarantee you they do. I saw it the other day.
What?
Fleshlight saver.
And it's got a picture of Leia in her her bikini on the cover
safe?
Of it. Oh. What did you type in? Flesh light saber?
Yeah. One word.
No.
Yeah. That's how I was going to package it. So what day did you see Star Wars?
I saw it the Thursday it came out. So it came out that Friday. I saw it at the Chinese Theater in Hollywood that Thursday before it came out.
The sixth day? Oh, before it came out.
Yeah, I guess it opened.
Because there was the premiere.
And yeah, you didn't even dress up.
No.
What day did you see it?
Well, you know, I grew up being, immersed in the original trilogy. And
I'm an old-fashioned man.
Sometime today.
If there was if there was a way you could ask my younger self, you know, what day you'd go see the new one, he would say, oh, you'd be there, you know, first in line, no matter what. But I am now the father of a toddler, and I didn't see it for at least a week after it came out. That's just how things go.
Right. Did you dress up?
I did not.
Did you dress up your kid?
I did not.
Did you bring him?
No. Hell no. He's only two.
He's too cool. Dude.
He would have been a complete spazoid.
Yeah.
I did want to dress up and go to the Star Wars premiere, even though I didn't want to. I have no interest in seeing the movie. I wanted to dress as Spock. Yeah. Walk around and try and talk to people and see if they just all got really angry at me that I was just as Spock walking around at Star Wars, thinking I knew what I was talking
just
about.
Just give them all the finger.
If the prequels never happened, you never know. Things might be different. And
I've only seen the one with Jar Jar
up.
Binks. That's all my Star Wars knowledge and everything I have to
that's
know.
That's all you need.
You've never seen the original trilogy?
Jar Jar.
You never missed. Yeah, you never miss anything. Hmm?
You've never seen the original trilogy?
Nah, I'm sure I have.
In passing, like walking. Yeah.
I got the gist of it. It was on it was on at a bar once. The volume wasn't on, but yeah. I got the gist of it.
Some guy in a black mask. And,
yeah.
My wife had just recently, like literally within the last month, I showed her the original trilogy. Because when we first met, I had asked her, I was like, oh, you've seen Star Wars, right? And she goes, oh, is that the movie where there's somebody leaves a dead horse's head in someone's head?
Yeah, right.
I wish.
I swear. She didn't say that.
She did.
Star Wars?
There are times where I literally
Godfather? Is that Yoda?
She'd never seen that either. I'm telling you, like, there are times where I question whether or not she's actually an alien, like, inhabiting a human body just so she could observe our culture. Mm-hmm. Because there are things
that would
that
explain
she's
never the marriage.
Seen.
That would explain the sham marriage. 50 Shades of Grey.
Loved it.
Did you see it?
No.
Did you see it?
I watched it with my wife like a while back, and I kind of like fell asleep during it. No, it was definitely not one of those.
Is that the movie
like...
where the horse cock was in the bin? All right. I'm going to name a couple other movies. Let's see if anyone saw any of these, and you can give a quick little review if you did. So, Magic Mike, XXL.
No, I'm not going to bullshit with you guys. I thought the first Magic Mike was actually pretty good. It was good storytelling. It was good acting.
Where did you see it?
I think I downloaded
it. Treehouse.
And I watched it. Yeah. I didn't see the second one, though. But now that
now
I think
about
it,
doing
I'm going to add it to my queue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
I saw the first one. I don't think it was that
Where
bad.
Did you see the first one?
It's on HBO or something. Yeah. I watched it, and it wasn't too bad, you know? I was hoping for more dick, but, you know.
All right, so we got through a couple of the movies from 2015. So what about television?
I was actually really excited for The Man in the High Castle. Did you watch that?
No, I haven't seen
it. I want to watch it. I haven't watched it, but...
It stinks.
Really?
It's not good, and I really want to like it.
I love the idea.
Exactly.
You know that was a book from, like, 1965
or
something?
Philip K. Dick
or something. Like, how did we not... What did you call me? How did we not hear about that?
Right.
Great idea. Half Germany, half Japan.
Yeah, like, but yeah, it was just, like, it was bad. Like...
Really?
Yeah.
How many episodes did you watch?
All of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe I only got one.
No.
Did you pay for it?
No, it's Amazon Prime. I watched Transparent, which is the Jeffrey Tambor show, the Caitlyn Jenner story.
How many hours a night do you sleep? Where
Not
do you
many.
Have time to watch all these crappy television shows?
Well, that's only a half hour. But yes,
still.
I don't get out much.
Well, here's a new show that I'm sure you will watch. the reboot of Full House. Fuller House?
Yep.
Are you guys going to watch it?
No.
I might, just because...
I'll definitely watch the first episode. You think it'll be good? Why don't you call your girl?
Jody. I'll hit her up, see if we can get, you know, on the back lot.
That would be amazing.
Get some cameos.
Just get her in here to talk, chit-chat.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, she's at an
I don't know her that well.
Saget story from what I remember.
Yeah. I always had a crush on her.
So, me too. More than DJ.
Yeah, oh, definitely more than DJ. But not as much as Gia.
Yeah, Gia smoked butts.
Yeah, she is the hottest.
Nobody in here liked Kimmy Gibbler?
No. Kimmy Gibbler is Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, I like Kimmy Gibbler.
Have mercy.
Did you see the Scientology documentary?
I did. I signed up the next day. It's like 9/11.
I met a Scientologist the other night. Or actually, he's like a fall-away Scientologist.
What's that mean?
It means that...
escaped?
Yeah, pretty much. Like his family, you know, he was born into it. And then they left eventually. But it seemed like it was just more of like a career advancement thing.
Were they in the business?
They were, yeah.
What did they do?
I believe his father was like a, well, not business, like show business, but he was like in like construction and stuff. And he built a lot of the temples.
Spaceships?
Yeah, the Xenu, the shrine to Xenu. No, like he built a lot of like the infrastructure to all of their buildings they have now, with like the torture chambers and like the reverse mirrors.
Yeah. Speaking of, so David Miscavige.
Yep.
His wife is still missing.
Yeah.
She's still on assignment. No one's heard from her 7 years.
She's on what's it called, the NODOS or the Org.
Yeah. You think
scrubbing like?
You think she's alive?
Hell no.
No?
No, they...
But wouldn't it just be crazy enough for them, for their story, that she actually is alive and she comes out at some point?
But, I mean...
Like, if any group would have somebody come back after 7 years, wouldn't it be the Scientologists?
Probably. I think the Catholics kind of ruined that for everybody. But, I think the statute of limitations is up on it, so... but, no, who knows, man? Maybe she's in, like, some, you know...
People think she's dead, though.
I mean, I would, you know, yeah. I mean, disappearances aren't never good, especially when she starts to question, like, stuff. And,
what's your name? Johan Vandersloot? Yeah. How do I pronounce that?
Yeah. Oh, who are your two, you know, Indian friends? Oh, they look like nice boys. Sure. I'll go for a walk on the beach. Clunk, dig, dig. Chomp, chomp from fucking lobsters. Never see him again. Poor Natalie Holloway, man.
I know. It's horrible. I was just talking to someone who was down in Aruba the other day. I was like, oh, yeah, you see Joran Vandersloot down there or whatever? He said, no, but her parents are down there still looking for her.
Oh,
I said,
God.
Oh, good Lord.
Hey, not a bad place to be looking for.
Exactly. That's the silver lining.
From like 10 a.m. to 11:15, they search, and then it's banana daiquiri time.
Water aerobics or whatever, like when they're all doing the exercises in the pool.
Yeah,
water aerobics. Yeah, and they're like painting turtle shells and shit.
No.
And then they look a little more, and then it's limbo time.
Yeah,
then goes
calypso band.
Limbo, 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 like me.
Speaking of Fuller House, did you know what is behind the name of that show? Apparently, DJ Tanner got married to a new guy, and his last name is Fuller, and that's why they call it Fuller House.
Brilliant.
No.
Yeah. Her new name is DJ Fuller. That's what I've heard.
Fuller.
Pretty clever. This is a little double entendre there, right?
Yeah. It was originally called Full House because they were gambling degenerates. Bob Saget lost his wife to Scientology on a bet.
Yeah, Michelle Tanner was...
Yeah, they were the Tanners. Now she's a
I am a little pissed that the Olsons aren't in it, though.
They're not?
Oh, they're not.
No. Speaking of the Olsons, big year, 2015, for Mary-Kate Olsen, got married to that 95-year-old man.
Oh, really? She pulled a Anna Nicole Smith?
Yeah.
Did you hear about their...
I don't think he's 95.
Did you hear about their wedding reception?
She had bowls of cigarettes?
Yeah, on every table.
Like, awesome. Did she fall off a horse?
What?
Who fell off a horse?
Remember when... Stephanie fell off the horse.
And
Michelle fell off the horse.
Baby Michelle.
Yeah.
And then they had to, like, show her, her back to out of her amnesia. Was that the last episode ever?
No, but it was the saddest one. That and Papuli, when Papuli died.
Papuli?
Jesus Christ, who are you people?
Who was that?
You bring up the goddamn Full House. You don't know who Papuli was?
No, who was Papuli?
He was the Greek grandfather, Jesse's uncle or grandfather.
Yeah, was he played by, like, Jesse in makeup or something?
No, but he was, like, the one old Greek guy in Hollywood, and they killed him off in one episode.
Nice.
And, like, Jesse had to go to Michelle and be like, Papuli died. And it was like, it was like that sad music.
Of course. Violence.
Yeah. And she's like, I love Papuli.
I love you, Papuli.
That's how she started smoking. The stress of Papuli.
Mm. No, he's not dead.
Cut it out.
And this is her husband.
Now, granted, she doesn't look anywhere near as good as she used to back when...
Nah, they don't look good at all. They turn into little aliens.
Yeah, but when they were in their teens, I was like, oh, they're going to grow up to be, pretty... they're going to be smoke shows for sure.
Well, there was like a countdown for them, from when I remember.
I remember that website. It was just a clock until their 18th birthday.
But they did that for the...
we can't get a website together. And some weirdo did that in 1992.
Now they
Where
run
is that
hole.
Guy? Well, why would she is that guy on some watch list? The government should have made that guy on some list. Because it was like 10 years and counting. Mm-hmm.
Which is terrible.
Yeah.
Maybe we can go into some celebrity deaths this year?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about who we've lost this year. Most recently, Lemmy.
Lemmy died. Who else? So Scott Weiland.
Scott Weiland passed away. That sucked. It was very sad. I saw him a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Williams passed away.
It was 2 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow. What about Joan Rivers?
I think that was last year also.
We suck.
Yeah.
I was more affected by the Joan Rivers than the Robin Williams, personally.
Yeah, she was great.
I connected more with her, I thought. Robin Williams is funny, but... but Joan Rivers, I liked her. We watched Fashion Police in our house.
Really? She was just mean.
Oh, it was great. It was great. Yeah. Her last joke, I remember when she went to the hospital for this, because she was originally induced in a coma or whatever.
Yeah.
And we had it recorded, and her last joke was some Asian joke about some guy wearing yellow or something. And and I remember thinking, and I said, imagine that's her last joke on TV, how ridiculous that is. And then they ended up pulling the plug on her like a week later.
Yeah, she's a dying breed. You can't make jokes like that. I mean, you can, and people still do, which is great.
And then they get banished.
Exactly.
And
then they're like, they take their gigs.
Land of misfit toys. They just throw you out on some little island, which is a shame because we're good at that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love that.
I think we're taking it back. I think the PC police is slowly dying. I mean, because eventually everyone who criticizes and impedes people.
It's crazy. It's just like witch hunt city.
Yeah.
Like you could be
like, who was the dude who was like super anti-gay and he was
you could be Bill Cosby and next thing you know you're in hot water.
Oh yeah, that happened too.
One day you're mixing stuff into hot water and then the next day you're in hot water yourself.
With the jello pudding.
No. It was terrible.
Yeah. Bill Cosby, man.
I know. Bill Cosby. Hulk Hogan get in trouble this year.
What'd he say? Oh, he said...
He was saying some really racist stuff.
Right after banging his, like, best Bubba the Love Sponge's wife. Could that be a trashier moment in American history?
Yeah.
It's like, Hulk, professional wrestler.
They're making Tampa look really bad.
Yeah. Yeah, Florida always had such a good reputation. Yeah, Bill Cosby, Hulk Hogan, all our childhood people. What's next?
True.
Pee Wee Herman's good name is going to get dragged through the mud.
Did you want to talk about what we could potentially do with Making the Murderer?
Yeah, I don't know. People have asked if we want to do a Making the Murderer, and I was excited to do that at first until I watched it. I'm only halfway through. I'm five episodes in. But I honestly don't see that much to talk about. I'll do an episode about it.
I feel the exact opposite as I watch it.
I don't know. I feel bad. I mean, it's not like the Jinx where it's like this crazy little evil billionaire like talking about it and everything.
You put it that way.
You know, like that was fun to make fun of and like we didn't make fun of the victims. We made fun of the victims' families a little bit.
Get that
Jinx,
torso
and
out
I
of the
felt
water.
Bad. Yeah, well, that was bad. But trust me, I'm not proud of any of these
Stephen Avery.
Tasteless things. But we have Stephen Avery right here.
It's true.
He was the third man on the beach that day.
You're right.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it has. Right. And yeah, now you're gonna go talk into that microphone and get pink eye.
I didn't know I could do that.
Anyway, I just don't know if we have enough to go like episode by episode. I just feel really bad, and I find myself super frustrated with the whole thing.
I disagree, and it's like, look, it's there's a lot of people's lives, like real lives. As much as when you watch this show, you're like, oh my God, like these people can't be real. Like
I just mutter these poor people all the time.
To who?
Feeling bad to myself watching it or
but you don't have
to
a soul.
The lady friend. A little bit. It's my new resolution, having
That's
a soul.
Resolution? Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel bad for them. And I'm like,
all right.
Well, I mean, the first episode, yeah, it started out good.
It's
with
great.
The drive-by masturbation.
Sure.
Whack off. That
I'm
was
like,
great.
I'm like, this guy is gold.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be good. I'm like, finally. Something we could sink our teeth into. And then
ever since
I just felt
all right, well,
bad.
Then we could just roast, you know, whatever's going on in the media, I guess.
Yeah, we'll do something. Well, we'll go into that.
We didn't even talk about.
We need to talk about a lot.
Caitlyn Jenner.
I know.
My aunt.
Really? Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner. We were supposed to talk about the Bruce Jenner interview with Diane Sawyer originally, and we never talked about it years ago.
Right.
Which I said the most incredible part of that was that he had 10 children.
Wow.
No wonder he needed a new vagina.
All right.
I've been waiting 8 months to tell that joke.
Still good, goddammit. All right, well, on that note.
Let's get out of here.
All right, well, thank you again, guys, for listening.
Thanks for nothing.
Subscribe, tell your friends.
Yeah, hopefully.
Follow us on Twitter.
Get in touch with us at The Jinx Podcast on Twitter and TheJinxPodcast@gmail.com. My name's Jim Cunningham.
And my name is Kevin Crowley, still.
My name is Scott Crowley.
Tweedledee and Tweedledumass.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Scott, for having us.
Be well.
Later.
I was hoping for more dick, but...
Thank you for listening to The Jinx Podcast. Diabolical. Be sure to subscribe and tell your friends.
Diabolical. Oh, God help us all.